You look well, very well, Lacey reported after prodding and feeling vigorously the members which had been in his splints and casts so long. Have to take a picture, of course, but before saying anything definite. No, we won't either now. Phillips, look at his... an interlude of technical jargon, and see what kind of recovery he has made. Then, while the Pacinian was examining Kinnison's interior mechanisms, the surgeon-marshal went on. Wonderful diagnosticians and surgeons, these Pacinians, can see into the patient without taking him apart. In another few centuries, every doctor will have to have the sense of perception. Phillips is doing a research in neurology, more particularly a study of the neural synapse and the proliferation of neural dendrites. Lacey, Haynes drawled the word in reproof. I've told you 1,000 times to talk English when you're talking to me. How about it, Kinnison?
Afraid I can't quite check you, Chief, Kinnison grinned. Specialists, precisionists, can't talk in basic.
Right, my boy, surprisingly and pleasingly right, Lacey exclaimed. Why can't you adopt that attitude, Haynes, and learn enough words so you can understand what a man's talking about? But to reduce it to monosyllabic simplicity, Phillips is studying a thing that has baffled us for thousands of years. The lower forms of cells are able to regenerate themselves, wounds heal, bones knit. Higher types, such as nerve cells, regenerate imperfectly, if at all. And the highest type, the brain cells, do not do so under any conditions. He turned a reproachful gaze upon Haynes. This is terrible. Those statements are pitiful, inadequate. False. Worse than that, practically meaningless. What I wanted to say, and what I'm going to say, is that...
Oh, no, you aren't. Not in this office, his old friend interrupted. We got the idea perfectly. The question is, why can't human beings repair nerves or spinal cords or grow new ones? If such a worthless beastie as a starfish can grow a whole new body to one leg, including a brain, if any... Why can't a really intelligent victim of simple infantile paralysis, or a ray, recover the use of a leg that is otherwise in perfect shape?
Well, that is something like it, but I hope you can aim closer than that at a battleship, Lacey grunted. We'll buzz off now, Phillips, and leave those two warhorses alone.
Here's my report in detail. Kinnison placed the package upon the Port Admiral's desk as soon as the room was sealed behind the visitors. I talked to you direct about most of it. This is for the record.
Of course. Mighty glad you found meat on, for our sake as well as theirs. They have things that we need, badly.
Where did they put them? I suggested a sun near Sol, so as to have them handy to prime base.
Right next door, Alpha Centauri. Didn't get to do much scouting, did you?
I'll say we didn't. Bosconia owns that galaxy, lock, stock, and barrel.